It's Monday, October 19th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On October 13th, Pakistan was elected by the United Nations General Assembly to the 47-member UN Human Rights Council, reports the International Christian Concern. This election has drawn criticism from human rights groups who have pointed out Pakistan's poor record on protecting the rights of the country's religious minorities. Pakistan's election to the UN Human Rights Council means it will serve on the United Nations' premier body for protecting human rights worldwide. The Council proposes resolutions and oversees investigations into human rights violations, including religious freedom violations. According to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, Pakistan is among the world's worst violators of religious freedom and has been designated a country of particular concern. In the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan, Christians face high levels of persecution, including false accusations of blasphemy, abductions, forced conversions, and forced marriages. Pakistani Christians echo the prayers of King David, found in Psalm 31, verse 15. My times are in your hands, God. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies, from those who pursue me. During last week's contentious Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on President Trump's Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the Democrats tried their level best to trip her up. Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey addressed the Trump administration's policy on illegal immigration.
Do you think it's wrong to separate children from their parents to deter immigrants from coming to the United States?
Well, Senator Booker, that's been a matter of policy debate, and, you know, obviously that's a matter of hot political debate in which I can't express a view or be drawn in.